As many as 35,000 Aer Lingus passengers could be affected in some way by the cancellation of over 220 flights from tomorrow. The pilots, who are members of IALPA, are due to begin their work to rule at midnight. That's part of a dispute over a 24% pay claim. There is a glimmer of hope today, as both the airline and IALPA will go separately to the Labour Court to brief officials on their respective positions. Joining me live in studio now to discuss the impact of all this on the passengers is the Chief Executive of the Irish Travel Agents Association, Claire Dunn. Claire, you're very welcome to studio this morning. Now, we know that Aer Lingus has been contacting passengers for several days now with options for these cancelled flights. How has that been going for those who are going on their holidays?
Good morning, Carol. Just before I go to that, I would just like to say that the ITA warmly welcomes the news that both parties have finally agreed to meet with the Labour Court, but we urge them to put the customer at the centre of their agenda and to approach the talks with a will to find a resolution which will work for both sides. We're asking them to sit down in a respectful, sensible manner. I think Brian O'Donovan was saying earlier on about the Labour Court asking them to bring pragmatism and realism and common sense, and that's we're adding to that and saying, remember, we all need our customers, so if you don't sort this out, we won't have any left. So to answer your question, the good news is that travel agents around the country have been working all weekend since we got the first cancellation list on Friday, and the reports that I got yesterday and last night have been positive around the country. Most travel agents report that most of their passengers have now been rerouted or refunded. Most of them have actually been rerouted, and travel agents have amazing, you know, knowledge and expertise and many, many years of experience dealing with disputes, pandemics, you know, ash clouds and various other things. So they put all their experience to work over the weekend, and they trawled through all of their reservation systems, all the dot-com systems, and they found imaginative and inventive solutions, and they have people literally flying all over the place to get on their holidays.
I suppose the big fear is around Saturday, because that planned 8-hour strike between 5 a.m. and 1 p.m, if it goes ahead, that would be a big day now for people starting out on their summer holiday.
It's a really huge day, and it's a really cruel day, because it's the first day when the primary schools finish up on the Friday, and so many families around the country would be well ready to go on that day. They'd have their bags packed, the kids all primed, ready to go, and you can just imagine the little faces around the country going, oh my God, we can't go on our holidays. Now, as I say, most clients that have booked with travel agents have been rebooked at this point. There are still some that are being worked on, but that hopefully they will get resolved today or tomorrow. But it is a really, really difficult day. And we don't know. I mean, the dispute hasn't actually started yet. So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. If there are delays on flights, if an inbound flight is delayed, with this work to rule, it may mean that the crew ready to fly out will say, no, we're going to be out of hours, so we can't go. So there may be more cancellations to come.
And this business, which the airline has not denied, that people could be left waiting at the gate with their flights cancelled, is that acceptable?
Well, it's not acceptable at all, but that's the reality of the situation. You know, I mean, if the crew decides they can't go, then the people are going to be there. And then Aer Lingus and the travel agents are going to have to start again to try and rebook, redo all of the work that they've already done to try and rebook people again.
Now, does uncertainty remain for those who are flying out about coming home?
Absolutely. I mean, all that work that has been done, and I have to say Aer Lingus have been extremely helpful to our members trying to get people rebooked. But all of those people who are travelling may find the same problems on the way back if this isn't resolved, because this is only the first tranche, this first 5 days of the work to rule and that 8-hour strike on Saturday. But this is indefinite. So, you know, while we've got here, it's a cumulative effect, and they say they're going to keep on going. So this is going to get an awful lot worse if they don't get around the table and sort it out.
And just very briefly, Claire Dunn, from the travel agent's point of view, is this costing you longer hours, more manpower to sort
completely.
It out?
I mean, literally our agents, all our members had people working Friday night, all day Saturday, on Sunday, last night, and they will continue to do that. That's what we do, but they will continue to do that as long as it's necessary.
Claire Dunn, thank you very much for coming into studios today. That's Claire Dunn, Chief Executive of the Irish Travel Agents Association.